Losing You, written by Susan Lewis, read by Julia Franklin. The moral right of the author has been asserted. Chapter 1.
Guess what? I have had the most brilliant idea.
Lauren Scott's exquisite amber eyes were sparkling with mischief as she breezed into the kitchen, where her mother was engrossed on the computer.
Really?
Emma Scott responded, quickly closing down the email she was reading, to reveal a job search website beneath.
Yeah, really.
Unwinding a soft brown scarf as she slumped down at the table, all long booted legs and clouds of icy air brought in from outside, Lauren said,
So, don't you want to know what it is?
Emma clicked to open another page of the website. Lauren ogled her patiently, her irrepressible good nature lighting her from inside as it always did, and lending her fresh, young complexion a deliciously warm glow, in spite of her wind-rouged cheeks. As she removed her woolen hat, the sumptuous waves of her honey-blonde hair tumbled randomly around her shoulders and halfway down her back, and caught the light overhead in a way that made it glint like gold. Her enthusiasm for life was as infectious to others as it was a surprise to her mother, who couldn't claim to have passed on any such sunny gene herself. However, Emma was willing to accept that she'd played a part in the arresting shades of Lauren's eyes, plus the high cheekbones and pixie-ish chin, and very probably Lauren's inherent compassion for others, since Emma had always considered it important to be as supportive to friends and family as she would wish them to be to her. Although Emma's consideration hadn't always been returned, particularly where her mother and ex-husband were concerned, she simply breezed on past the defaulters and felt thankful for those who did show up in her times of need. In most other ways, such as height, hair colour, and the dazzling smile that lit up Emma's world, Lauren was just like her father. While Emma's resemblance to her own father was equally striking, if photos were to be believed, and she saw no reason why they shouldn't be. This meant that she was 5'6", a good 2 inches shorter than Lauren, with an olive complexion, lustrous raven-coloured hair, and could easily be passed by in the street, her attractiveness unnoticed. She had no problem with that, since, unlike her long-dead father, who'd been a successful musician in his time, she'd never harboured any desire to stand out in a crowd. However, she couldn't deny loving the little frissons of pleasure she experienced whenever a man she felt drawn to seemed to sense the connection. She'd definitely chosen the wrong man for that lately, so the least said about him the better, and she certainly wasn't going to answer his email.
"Mom, you're not listening to me."
"I am, I am," Emma insisted, finally tearing her eyes from the screen.
"Oh, God, Lauren, look at you. Your lips are blue, you're so cold. Where have you been?"
"Only over to Melissa's, and I helped some kids build a snowman on the way back.
Anyhow, I've got to tell you about my idea because it's totally sick and you are so going to love it."
Understanding that sick was enjoying a temporary redefinition in teenage speakers, fantastic or amazing or totally brilliant, Emma sat back in her chair and folded her arms. "Okay, you have my full attention," she declared, while reflecting, with fingers tightly crossed, how blessed she was to be able to call this golden child her own. So many of her friends back in London had been driven half out of their minds by the stress of teenage hormones, addictions, and even, in two unlucky cases, hush-hush abortions. In fact, before moving away, Emma had reached a point where she'd started to feel almost embarrassed by Lauren's comparatively problem-free journey through what was supposed to be the most turbulent adolescent years. "Still time for it all to kick in," she'd often heard herself saying to one mother or another, as if Lauren developing issues would somehow make them feel less singled out as the victims of the dreaded teenage revenge.
"I have decided," Lauren pronounced, fixing her mother with a kind of look that told her there was to be no argument, "that you should come to India with me in September."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?